A debate about four Washington state dams has put the spotlight on a longstanding story about salmon. The Idaho Statesman launched a series about the endangered species, which asks whether destroying the dams will be enough to save the fish. Frankie Barnhill sat down with Statesman reporter Rocky Barker to learn more about what's at stake.
Well, the four Lower Snake dams were built beginning in the early 60s and finishing up in 1975, and they were really authorized for shipping. The power that they produce, and they do produce some significant power, was a secondary effect. And so they were built to give places like Lewiston and the eastern Washington the access to the ocean, to a seaport. So that has gone down dramatically in the last 20 years. It goes to Portland, and Portland no longer has facilities for containers. So now all they ship primarily, there's a few extra things, but is wheat. But they're very important for the wheat shippers. They're also important for power in the really for short-term capacity. What they mean for the dam, for the fish, though, has been it's kind of an issue of a bridge too far. It's those four dams were more than the salmon have been able to sustain, and they took one of the most productive fisheries in the entire Columbia Basin and really reduced it dramatically.
And just to be clear, Idahoans benefit from these dams in the form of the power that's generated, right?
That's right. The four Lower Snake dams are important to power in places like Idaho Falls and rural community, rural co-ops.
Right. And the Idaho farmers, of course, are benefiting from the barge activity, although you said that that's diminished significantly in recent years.
That's true. And then there are a small group of farmers who irrigate out of the pool of the first dam, Ice Harbor Dam, but those are farmers are in Washington.
You've traveled all around Idaho and Oregon and Washington covering this story. You've also covered this story for, 25 years about? Yeah. So what is that, what have you learned in this most recent set of reporting that you've done and what, has and hasn't changed, I guess?
One of the things that has changed are the federal agencies that run the dams have put together, under court order, an incredible fish passage system on their dams. It's not enough, but I'm not certain it's not enough. That's really what we're going to determine. It's right on that line of, is it enough for the fish to recover? One group of scientists say no, one group say yes. But clearly, the agencies have done a lot there. So that's one thing that's new. A second thing is the whole power generation industry has changed dramatically in the last 20 years, and that's going to have as much impact on this decision. And I think you'll also, the whole issue of climate change has really changed this issue. So when the dam managers and the region as a whole has to restore the resilience of this incredible species, not just enough to overcome what the dams have done, but also what climate change is and will do.
And this issue, of course, is very anchored in the Northwest, this iconic species. But, what if you can zoom back from the Northwest, what lessons could be applied to other species-centric issues around the country, around the world?
These kind of conflicts go on all over the world. No place has spent more money on an issue than we have. And that's because the salmon aren't just an endangered species. They're not just a problem. They are our soul. They're at our heart. And so we're going to protect them whether there's a law telling that or not. There's clearly public support for this fish. And I think that's the most important, is you have to keep people supporting. The second is, one of the things I've come away with is a renewal of the understanding of we have to have some faith in nature. There's two kind of competing views here. One, that nature is fragile, and one, that nature can, is resilient and can produce abundance. And both things happen. Once you get past the limiting factors, this species is very productive and can restore itself if we just give it what it needs.
That's Idaho Statesman reporter Rocky Barker. The newspaper series runs through October. For more information, search hashtag Saving Salmon on social media.